Next time you go for a run, think about leaving your shoes at home. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tracy Alloway, professor of psychology at the University of North Florida, examines whether running barefoot is better for your memory.
Running barefoot is better than running with shoes for your working memory, the ability to process and recall information. We enlisted 72 participants, aged between 18 and 44, who were used to running regularly. Participants ran both barefoot and shod, that's wearing shoes, at a comfortable, self-selected pace for approximately 16 minutes. When running barefoot, one often has to avoid stepping on potentially hurtful objects by using precise foot placement. Thus, we also included a target condition to simulate running barefoot in an outdoor context. Participants had to step on flat objects on the ground as they ran both shod and barefoot. Working memory was measured as a baseline before running and again after each running condition. Only the barefoot running condition saw improvements in working memory, and only when they ran for 16 minutes in the target condition. There was no significant increase in working memory when running with shoes. The speed and heart rate of the participants were also measured, but neither was found to have any effect on working memory performance. It is possible that the barefoot running condition required a more intensive use of working memory because of the extra tactile and proprioceptive demands associated with barefoot running. However, we need a combination of factors to see working memory improvements. Running barefoot while focusing attention on the ground, as in the target condition, and running for over 15 minutes.
That was Tracy Alloway of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.